The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to look forward to a busy weekend in the Premier League and also in the Champions Cup in rugby. But first of all, we look back to last night. Colm Lanney's here from Off the Ball. Disappointment for Shells and Rovers.
Yeah, they're both out of contention in the Conference League, Pat, to qualify for the knockout stage after Christmas after their respective losses last night. Shamrock Rovers beaten in Iceland by Breidablik Blick by 3-1, the hosts netting a late goal there, maybe to put a bit of a better gloss on the scoreline for them than might otherwise have been the case. And then it was a very comprehensive victory for Crystal Palace of the Premier League over Shelburne at Tallaght Stadium. The Premier League visitors winning by 3-0, and that certainly didn't flatter them last night. Certainly the gulf in class was evident in that match, and Crystal Palace right in the middle of their season.
It's interesting for a team coming up against the Premier League, and the players themselves realise the gulf that is there in skills.
Yeah, when you look at Crystal Palace, they're probably at the high point in their history. FA Cup champions, they're fourth in the Premier League as things stand. Now, Shelburne, out of competitive action to a large extent, the League of Ireland season finished at the end of October and started November. So it's difficult for Shells and Shamrock Rovers at this stage. But it has been an underwhelming campaign after the high of two Irish clubs getting into the league phase for the first time at the same time. And neither of them have really laid a glove. They've both got just 1 point from their first five matches, so they won't be playing beyond Christmas, and they'll be looking ahead then after next week to the start of the new League of Ireland season.
Now, is there still money to be made in the last fixtures?
Yeah, there is. So you get 133,000 if you manage to get a draw, and I think it's 400,000 for a win, and both of them have bagged about 3.5 million just about making it through to the Conference League. So it's not insignificant, but from a Shamrock Rovers point of view in particular, they reached the knockout phase in last season's competition and they beat Molde, where Michael Noonan scored that goal away from home in a famous win for them. So that's probably reflective of where the Irish clubs can get to at their high water mark. So this season probably will go down as a disappointing one for both of them.
Yeah, and the problem is when you're at a particular level in a particular league, you really have to be playing teams better than you to improve, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You're absolutely right. And both Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne now virtually at the very bottom of the Conference League table out of the 36 teams. But I think Shells will take encouragement from actually getting to the league phase for the first time. And for Shamrock Rovers, maybe a little bit more disappointment that they haven't managed to do a little bit better.
Now, we're going to look at the Premier League, and I suspect all eyes on Liverpool v Brighton and Hove Albion because of Mo.
Yes, and Mo Salah, actually the topic of discussion right about now at the Liverpool press conference. Arne Slot has been speaking this morning, and he says he will speak to Mo Salah later this morning about whether he'll be involved tomorrow. I'm not quite sure that he will be. I think Salah's comments still pretty fresh last Saturday after the game against Leeds. He didn't travel then to the game against Inter during the week. Mo Salah will leave then for the Africa Cup of Nations after tomorrow's
match.
Will
he come back?
Well, that's the question. He's been rumoured to be moving to Saudi Arabia. Maybe some of the clubs there are interested in bringing him there. So we'll see what comes of that conversation with Arne Slot later today. Liverpool have rallied a little bit though, despite all the controversy. They're four games unbeaten now in all competitions, albeit with two draws in there against Sunderland and the last game against Leeds in the Premier League. Brighton not in great form either. They coughed up a 2-goal lead recently against Aston Villa. Some of the other games on Saturday, Pat, Chelsea against Everton. Chelsea too wobbling a little bit in recent weeks. Burnley play Fulham at 5:30, then Arsenal at 8:00. They've got a test of their credentials, I think, coming up now after the loss to Aston Villa last weekend. They're still clear at the top of the table, but the team that they play, Wolves, have been awful.
But if you imagine exactly what United did to Wolves last week.
Yeah, Wolves were really, really poor on Monday night, and they're actually heading potentially for the worst record of any Premier League team. Derby County currently have that, but Wolves currently on course to break that. They've only got 2 points from their first 15 matches. That game is on Saturday evening. Then speaking of Crystal Palace, they're in action on Sunday afternoon. Big game for them against Manchester City. Two teams going really well. City have picked up a bit of form of late, and Palace, as I said, fourth in the Premier League table as things stand. So that's one of the standout fixtures on Sunday afternoon, along with the meeting of Brentford and Leeds. Keith Andrews has done a good job there as Brentford manager. They're 6 points outside the relegation places as things stand. They don't want to get any closer than that, and a win over Leeds at the weekend.
Now, in rugby, the Champions Cup rolls on after its opening week, and the Leicester Tigers are playing Leinster.
Yeah, it was a mixed weekend for the Irish provinces last weekend, but Leinster did win. They beat Harlequins, although not massively impressive, I think it's fair to say, in that match, but they got the win nonetheless by 45 points to 28, and Leicester Tigers, the opposition for them at Welford Road this evening. Two clubs with a storied history that the rivalry has built up over the years between the two of them. In terms of team selection, Rico Wani in the Leinster team tonight, his first start for the province, having moved the New Zealand international, and then Harry Burns starting as well tonight for Leinster, which is an interesting selection.
It's interesting because, Harry was always being overshadowed by Ross, his brother, who's left, and Harry's coming into his own.
Yeah, and you've got Sam Prendergast in there as well, of course, in the Leinster squad. Leinster without a few players tonight: Orji Snyman, Gary Ringrose, Jordan Larmour is injured as well. I think probably rotation from Leo Cullen there, trying to save the bodies over a busy period. In terms of the other Irish provinces, Pat, in action this weekend, Munster had a pretty chastening loss last weekend when they were hammered by Bath. They're playing Gloucester at home this week. Jack Crowley could be back for that one. He has been struggling with injury. Then in the Challenge Cup, Ulster, very impressive last week. They hammered Racing and they play Cardiff this weekend, while Connacht looking to bounce back after that deflating defeat to the Ospreys. They play Black Lion of Georgia in Galway tomorrow night.
And finally, the only other sport, I mean, it's the only sport that's left that's associated with drinking pints, and that's the darts.
Yeah, the darts is back. It was back last night at the Alexandra Palace in London, and it'll continue, you'll be glad to hear, until the 3rd of January. So lots to look forward to.
And Little, his first effort to defend his title, exemplary.
He was. He went through in pretty comfortable fashion last night. He beat Darius Labanauskas by 3 sets to nil, and all eyes will be on Littler, who's still only 18 years of age. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot slimmer than they used to be, these darts men. And I'm wondering, though, in the old days when you had really, you had smoke-filled rooms and lots of pints and all the rest, and the guys themselves were very large.
Yeah,
and I was wondering, would that very weight give them added stability?
On the hockey, potentially. And it's interesting, you contrast the scene that we have now at the Alexandra Palace, which looks unbelievable on television. There's 128 players in the field this time round. The prize fund, Pat, £5 million. £1 million for the winner. Not bad work if you can get it. And that'll go to the winner in early January. And tickets, absolute gold dust to try and find your way into the Alexandra Palace. But you can follow the action. There's an afternoon session today as well.
Never mind the gold that you'll need to buy World Cup tickets, looking at the American prices. Absolutely outrageous. Colm Lanney with Off the Ball. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.